Well, yeah, the weekend crew. It's always such a delight to be with everyone. And once again, let's take a moment, relax first. You know, our country is not a relaxed country. So we have to take that upon ourselves, our society and the way it's organized and always chasing, craving, fixing, buying, and so forth. It's not a relaxed country. So we sat with the top of our head. You can almost feel at the top of your head the fontanelle, right? The soft spot on a baby's head. Well, it's still there on your head too. Not quite as soft, but still there, and actually softer than the rest of your skull. Sat there. Relax your hair. The skin of your scalp. And truth be told, if you're present, you'll already feel other parts of your body pretty far away from your head are already going, ah, yes, relax, loosen, soften. And your auric field has already expanded. Ah, loosened, less contracted, less focused forward, and all kinds of subtle things that, again, because we're always in forward momentum, our mind is always churning and restless. Unless we're bringing some counterpoint to that. And we get to our ears, our eyelashes, our eyebrows to soften. Everyone that's nursed a child, feel it like your milk letting down. Just soften, relax. Neck and shoulders, and your whole arms, even your fingertips, they start to relax as a result. Solar plexus is relaxing, even though you're not focused near there. Now, if you were clairvoyant, and maybe you can feel it, maybe you can perceive it in some way, your auric field is changing. It's not just expanded now, it's more clear. When we're contracted, it gets its vibration gets more solid, if you will, more dense. Yeah, more dense. Now it's open, so it's more clear. Keep going. Chest, ribs. Stay there for a moment. And pause in how subtly, and in some ways, maybe very obviously, but probably a lot of it's subtle. Your experience now of yourself and your body. In contradistinction, when you sat down, you were just waiting to start. There's probably a lot of difference. So before we continue, your endorphins, our endorphins have changed. Cortisol was up. And especially if you've already had caffeine this morning, cortisol was up. And now it's not. It's lessened. And, more, again, I don't know their names, but other endorphins, again, that are about pleasure. Soft, relaxed, they're more present and cortisol less. And we can feel our heart. We can feel that energy field. Yeah, and it might be very subtle, whatever way you experience that. A peace, a gentleness. And so keep your attention with this, and then like also at the same time, and we can do that, we continue to relax the rest of our body, diaphragm, the spine, the lumbar and the kidneys. Release your hip joints, your hip sockets. And soften and open your colon inside. Let it relax. Relax our thighs. And knees. Spend a moment there. A lot of people have had knee work, knee injuries, the aging of the knees also. Feel how happy your knees are that we're spending a moment there. Then on to the calves. ankles. Ankles are another point where a lot of tension is held. So release, soften. And into the heel of your feet. And all the little bones that start there. And again, feet hold a lot of tension. Feet want to be in touch with the earth, but we're always wearing plastic on the bottom of them, and they can't be in touch with the earth. And so our feet often feel quite at a loss. They don't, our feet want to feel grounded in the ground. And that, of course, helps a human being too. And the rest of the feet, all the bones. And if you wear orthotics, they're probably plastic. So again, spread out your feet energetically, loosen, soften. All the way to your toenails. And then just sit in that. And at the same time, it's almost as if we're standing outside of ourselves and with the eye of vision. Again, not literally, not seeing literally unless you are clairvoyant. But step, first sit very fully. We're very relaxed. Our body is very happy. Certainly happier. And at the same time, as if sit outside of yourself. And just feel your field. It actually has a lot of very light, subtle energy now to your field. Because it's not contracted. Your field isn't so contracted. And every part of your physical and etheric body, every part of it's not so contracted. So before we even continue, we can all see that no matter how many decades we've been meditating, practicing various meditation practices, the tried and true of shamatha and relaxing into this moment are never old. There will always be benefit. And this is just the settling part of shamatha. But see, experience all the benefit of this. How happy your emotions, your mind are. You know, happy as in relieved, eased. We breathe, which of course we've been doing all along. But our focus now, our attention, is on the simplicity of breath coming in, breath going out. The full length of its path, that is far more than our lungs. That's where it seems to end physiologically, but if we follow the breath, it doesn't stop at our lungs. The energy of breathing goes much deeper. Now add up the contemplation of gratitude that this breath, every breath you're taking, has a source from the Mother Earth and literally uncountable beings of the earth. That because they exist, you exist. I exist physically. Without them, we cannot exist. They produce our oxygen. They produce our food. They produce our opportunities to live. But just start with the oxygen. Breathe in and really be present to how fragile and completely interdependent your existence is with Mother Earth and creatures of this earth. Like all the green beings, all plants, in the sea and on the land. Breathe in and feel how actually fragile this biological mechanism is, and how completely dependent it is on everything of the earth, including its very form, bones, blood, muscle, tissue. Let each breath be that awareness, that supplication, that realization and acknowledgement, that gratitude. You take a long, slow deep breath. And may that very action have a lot of meaning. And we experience, we check in with our fields and our body. Still fairly relaxed. Auras still fairly clear and extended, expanded. As we all complete this year, let it be with reflection and contemplation throughout the day, if possible. May it include relaxing, feeling the contractions that we so easily get into in our mind, in our emotions, physically and etherically. How contracted in general, due to our society largely, due to devices and this and that, that are our modern, modern phenomena. Take your shoes off. Touch the earth if you can. But may we all, on this last day of the year, reflect upon our inner being. Whatever that means to each of us, however we want to reflect upon it and be responsible for it joyously. With great gratitude and appreciation. A long, slow, deep breath. Ooh. Love you all. Happy New Year.